We're up to Simin Tov Kuf Nun Tes in Hilchas Tisha B'Av. We're up to Siftes, and we'll be finishing the Simin at Siftes in Yud. Tisha B'Av Shechal Yis B'Shabbes V'Nitchel Yom Rishon Bal Bris Mispal Mincha Bor Hayom Gadol V'Rochitz Ve'Ein Omashlim Taniso Lefei Nefi Sheyantiv Shalohu. If Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbos and was moved over to Sunday, it's a Nitche. A Bal Bris, he does not have to finish fasting. He can daven mincha while it's still day. He'll daven mincha gedola, after which he's allowed to eat. The reason being, his yontif is docha a tzom that is a nidche. Now, and he's allowed to wash as well. Now, this halacha applies to Tisha B'Av. It also applies to other taneisim, meaning a tainis that's not a nidche. The halacha is that even a chassan would have to fast in the middle of Sheva Brachas. If he's getting married that day, chassan b'yom chuppasa would have to fast. Whereas what if it is a nitche? So there, a chassan on the day of his chassan and a bal bris would be able to daven mincha gedola and eat afterwards. The Mishtabur in Sharet Sion wants to say that even a chassan in Sheva Brachas would not have to fast on a nitche. Although he brings those that argue, but it sounds like that's the way he holds. Now, in a case where Tisha B'Av was a nitche, that means that it's now Sunday. The Bal Bris, when he's about to eat after Mincha, has to remember to make Havdalah, because he's not allowed to eat before Havdalah. The Mishtabur brings an opinion that the same goes for a Pidyon HaBen, that the one making a Pidyon HaBen on the 31st day can eat after Mincha. That doesn't mean that you make the suda of the Pidyon HaBen then. You do the Pidyon HaBen then. The Avi HaBen would not have to fast, where he could stop fasting, and then you do the suda at night. What is the halacha of a chosn in the Shivas Yemei HaMishta where there's a yard site falls in the middle of it? Even though the minig is to fast on a yard site, a chosn would not have to, but he should do Hataris Nadarim if he generally does fast on the yard site. Now this halacha here, Veino Mashtum Taniso, where it's a nidcha for a Bal Simcha, Rabbi Akiva Eger, and the Bir Halacha brings him, Rabbi Akiva Eger says that the same would apply to Muboras and a Cholish Ein Bal Sakana. Anyone who's bedridden, or a Muberes who has some tsar, the halacha is that when Tisha B'Av is a nidcha, she does not have to fast. Sif Yud. Nogim shelo lishchot v'sholohochim sarche suda ad archa chatzos. The minig is neither to shecht nor to prepare for the meal until after chatzos because of hesach hadas. You're supposed to be totally involved in the fast at least until chatzos. Hagav v'holchen ala kfaris miyad sheholchim libeis hakneses. The minig is to go to the beis hakfaris straight out of shul, and that is if they're Jewish, it's a Jewish cemetery, we want to daven for Yeshua. And if it's a non-Jewish one, we just want to remember that we're all like dead after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. V'im'ira meis b'tisha b'av enom tzidik ha-din. We do not say tzidik ha-din at the kfura that it takes place on Tisha B'Av. Now, the Mishnah Berurah mentions, first of all, with regard to the first halacha, that there's no shechita done for a sudas mitzvah, it is permissible. With regard to going to the cemetery after davening, the Mishnah Berurah says that he brings a shlaw that you shouldn't go as a whole group, because then you're going to end up talking to each other, socializing, things that are totally out of place for Tisha B'Av. And certainly, you're better off not going to the Beis HaKfaris than going and deciding that you have to wear shoes because you can't walk barefoot there. So that if you have a choice between not going to the Beis HaKfaris and not wearing shoes, or wearing shoes and going to the Beis HaKfaris, the halach would be you're better off staying home.